You're listening to the Jay and Chul Show podcast, Star FM. We've
been talking about Cheryl and Matt from My Kitchen Rules. He's 26, she's 50. They've labelled them the cougar and cub couple of the season.
Now, not as a derogatory thing. In fact, they're kind of proud of it and they're happy to play with that title. But we wanted to explore the idea of a cougar cub relationship a little bit further.
That's right. So we got Elise Carr, our relationship expert. She joins us on the show this morning.
What is the appeal, do you think, with cougars and their cubs, as it's called?
Hilarious naming and labelling, isn't it? The reality is, from how I see it and how I work with my clients, is that when it comes to a relationship, age often doesn't factor in for most people that choose to be in a relationship, especially, let's say, older women and younger men. It's not necessarily the focus point, although it seems to be glamorised to be so. And at times, if it does come into play, it's because it's offering something different. When you're with a younger man, most of these women feel that they don't have to play the same role they'd normally play, such as homemaker or mother. They might have moved on from that phase. So now they get to have some fun and explore more of who they are. And also sometimes they like taking the lead if perhaps they haven't been in that position before.
So do you think, because this is the situation that we see quite a bit, marriage, a divorce, there's child, and then moving on to a younger person. Do you think that comes into it? It's like a kind of midlife.
Reclaiming their youth.
Yeah.
I always think that. Are we right, Elise?
Sometimes it's not even reclaiming your youth. Sometimes you haven't even explored your youth, I suppose, in the first place. So it's not even reclaiming. It's more like a rebirthing I'd be looking at.
Okay.
So, yeah, as I said, it's something different. And sometimes it's exactly what we need. So it doesn't even matter if it's a 2-year gap or a 20-year gap. And for some people, this sustains a lifetime. For others, it's just the phase that they go through. It's something they want to explore because there's a curiosity there. Or maybe it's a sexual pull. Or maybe this person stimulates them mentally. And it's a really intellectual kind of sexual turn on.
So with your experience, would you deal with more people where the guy is older and the girl's younger, or the reverse, where the woman's older and with a younger guy?
I'd say almost it's 50-50. It's definitely more increasing that there are more older women and younger men. Beforehand, it was so common for, let's say, a woman to be in her 20s and she's with a man in her 40s. But now we're seeing that reversed, and there are more women who are happily and openly having these relationships with younger guys. And good on them. If that's what they choose and they're happy, I think that's wonderful. We shouldn't necessarily be labelling them as cougars, I don't think. I mean, I'd love to know, is there a name for the older guys?
Sugar daddy. That's what they call them.
Yeah, well, that depends if he has the money.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, that's so true. It is funny.
Yeah.
We love these labels, but I don't know if they're the best way to describe it.
It was weird because Jay had heard of the cub, but I hadn't heard of the cougar and the cub thing. And I went, I think that sounds wrong, you know?
Well,
it is a shame that we, you know, perceptualise it like that. It's unnecessary, I think, in some ways. At the end of the day, if a couple is happy together and they're supporting each other on their spiritual and emotional and sexual and professional journeys, all of the above, then it sounds like it's healthy. So why not? Good luck to them, I say.
I think that is a brilliant answer.
As always, Elise.
Elise Carr from StellaMuse.com. Thank you for bringing some more reason to us again.
Thank you both so much. Always a pleasure. Look forward to chatting with you soon.
Check out more podcasty awesomeness from the Jay and Chul Show now at starfmcoffs.com.au.